Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com. For a free rate quote.
Hell yeah.
Man, lots to talk about. What an NFL Sunday it was. We got quarterbacks young and old looking good. We got the Dallas Cowboys who are an absolute travesty. An absolute travesty. Getting waylaid by the Washington football team. And, of course, the World Series. I mean, my goodness. Game 4. I've never seen an ending like that. That was the type of ending. I don't believe in these sort of things. But those who do, that's the type of ending that'll make you say that the Dodgers are cursed. But they came back led by the beleaguered, the oft-beleaguered Clayton Kershaw with a nice performance in Game 5. They win to take a 3-2 lead. And maybe, just maybe, win their first World Series in 32 years. So we got all of that to get into. We got Christian Fourier, friend of the show, two-time Super Bowl champion with Tom Brady. Now he's with WEEI in Boston. He is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Now he picked, I didn't even go this far, he picked Tom Brady to be the MVP this year. So you know he's feeling good after what Brady's been doing recently.
Just a homer, that's all.
We will get into it with him. But what's up, man? That's my partner, Rob Parker. How are you?
I am doing great. What's happening? You're back.
Yes.
Had a nice little days off.
Yes, man. We're hiking, believe it or not. Black people do hike.
I would be
although
afraid
we were
to
the only
hiking.
Ones we saw.
They can't
we
hear me if I
saw up there. But
if Freddie's out there, you know, lurking, you know, I'll be afraid to be out there in the woods.
Yeah. You better go during daylight. I'll tell you that much.
I wouldn't be out there. It's too dark out there. Are you kidding?
We had a great time. We were in Lake Placid, home of the 1980 Winter Olympics, and we went up and saw, you know, the jumps, the ski lifts, or whatever. That
the
skiers jumped from. Yes. Oh, my gosh. It was crazy.
You know what? What was the name of that movie that was it called Lake Placid? Rob G?
Was it scary?
It was called Lake Placid.
It was like a horror movie?
Yeah, it was a horror movie, and there was something that was eating everybody. And Chris, here you go. This was the first horror movie where the black guy survived. LL Cool J did not get eaten.
It was LL in Lake Placid?
Am I right? Rob G, Alex, you remember that movie?
I do. I remember it perfectly.
And am I
really?
Right? He was the last guy to survive.
He should have got an Oscar for that.
Well, LL is bad. LL's bad. He's too bad for an animal. You might not get that, you youngins, but go back to 1987 or
how
whenever
about
that his best rap song, as far as I'm concerned, came out.
Alex.
But anyway, let's get right into it, Rob. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We've got DJ Alex Tyshirt, of course, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos on this Magic City Monday.
Alex.
We've got the super producer, Rob G, in the house. And on the updates, it is my man. I'm waiting for it to be whispered into my ear. Steve Desager. All right. Let's get into it, Rob. All right. Look, I guess you can say it's early. It is, I guess, 7 weeks into the season now. And I'm going to admit it. The Buccaneers are even ahead of where I thought they'd be. I mean, 5-2, thought they'd probably go 10-6 this year. And maybe they still will. I didn't think they'd win the division. They're number one in the division right now. 5-2. 1 week after totally embarrassing Green Bay, they go out and put it on the Las Vegas Raiders, 45-20. And Tom Brady throws four touchdown passes, rushes for one. And here's what I want to say, Rob. And if you watched it, I mean, this dude is throwing the ball incredibly well. His touchdown pass passes to Scotty Mitchell, Rob Gronkowski, and Tyler Johnson were awesome. I mean, the passes were literally picture perfect, pinpoint passes. What I want to say is this, Rob. Everyone has debated who was, you know, the straw that stirred the drink. You give credit to Bill Belichick without question. You give credit to Tom Brady without question. You give credit to the defense, all that. But who was the main, if you had to do a credit pie, who would get the most between Belichick and Brady? And Rob, I believe right now, Tom Brady is proving, and what you see going on in New England, they're 2-4. They're looking horrible with a good quarterback. I mean, a solid Cam Newton. They're 2-4. I think it's being proven that Tom Brady was the straw that stirred the drink. Tom Brady was the main reason that the New England Patriots became the incredible dynasty that they did, winning 6 Super Bowls, going to 9.
And once again, I think, Chris, you're like so many others who become a prisoner of the moment, like what's happening in front of you, instead of less revisionist history. And here's my only point about that. So you could talk about Tom Brady and all his accolades.
Is he not looking great, though?
No, but these are
he's
the facts.
You know, well.
Let's just talk about, but what you're talking about is my point about you now want to give him all the credit in New England.
Not all. No. I just said, Belichick's a great coach. I'm not shooting that down at all. I'm just saying, you know, I've always said, if you got to give one or two, which one more credit, I'm giving Brady. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, and I'm going to give Belichick. And there's some stuff that's out there that tells you a lot about New England. In their last 3 Super Bowl wins, the Seahawks, Atlanta, and the Rams, neither one of those teams scored in the fourth quarter against the Pats. And the Pats scored a total of 49 points. The defense totally shut them down. When they beat the Rams had the 5th greatest offense in the history of the National Football League. They didn't have a really good offense. They didn't have a unstoppable. They had the 5th greatest offense in the history. They scored 3 points on a 89-yard field goal. That was the only thing that they could get. And in that game, Brady had no touchdowns, a pick, and a fumble. That's what it was. The first 3, when we talk about the Patriots and their first 3 Super Bowls, you'd be remiss and misguided if you don't bring up Adam Vinatieri. Adam Vinatieri was so good. He won 4 Super Bowls total, 1 with the Colts and, of course, the 3 with the Patriots, that he was named to the NFL 100th anniversary all-time team. That's the kind of kicker he was. And if you go back and look at those scores in those games, all of those games were decided by 3 points or less on some kick by Adam Vinatieri. That doesn't mean that Brady wasn't a part of it.
Well, but he led the game-winning drives. They finished in field goals, but he led the game-winning drives.
But you have the greatest kicker ever, Chris. Can we acknowledge the greatest quarterback ever.
No,
can we acknowledge Adam Vinatieri is the greatest kicker ever? Big time kicker?
That's fine. But kicker never led a team to Super Bowls.
But let me tell but if he missed those, if he misses the 3 field goals, I'm just asking you, Chris, would Tom Brady be considered the greatest quarterback ever? If Adam Vinatieri missed them?
He made them.
No, I'm asking you.
I mean, why even ask that question? Because who knows what happens the next year?
One thing leads to something else. That's all I'm saying about how important it is. And the same thing. Bill Belichick is in charge of the defense. We just talked about it. The Atlanta Falcons were up 28-3. They didn't score again.
Why'd they score 28 points in the first half?
No, but when they had
what
to shut
to
them
the
off,
defense then?
When the game mattered at the end, they were
it
able
matters
to make
for a, 60 minutes. Ma- it don't no, matter just no, at the Chris, end.
It's about adjustments. They've made adjustments.
They
Bill,
gave up 28 in
no,
the first
I
half. Right? You can't poo-poo that.
No,
I know you the poo-poo king, but you can't poo-poo
you
that.
I'm the poo-poo
the T-shirt.
King. When you're talking about a coach and you're giving him credit for his defensive and what he's able to do and to adjust inside the game and to shut down that Rams team. And to do what the other one was the greatest show on turf, the St. Louis Rams, if you remember. That they were double-digit underdogs. That's how good that offense was. And Bill Belichick, I'm giving you my side. You made your case. I'm giving you my side.
No, that wasn't my case.
Yeah, yes, you said
I
that
was just
Brady
setting
was.
It up for you to respond, and
to
I still got more
I'm
to say.
I
want to
say, when I look at the Patriots, I think of Adam Vinatieri for the first three, and I think of Bill Belichick for the last three.
Oh,
more,
so you
more
don't think of Tom
think
Brady at all?
Tom Brady. I said more than I think of Tom Brady.
Here's the deal, though, Rob. And Vinatieri is great. There's no doubt. You're right. Top 100 kick. He was the kicker. But who was the quarterback? I mean, there were 10, but Tom Brady was on that as well. And so here's to me, this settles it. Bill Belichick has coached seven, I'm not even counting this season yet. He has coached 7 years without Tom Brady in the NFL. He has made the playoffs once. That's it. Seven, this is, the many people say, the greatest coach ever. He's coached 7 years without Tom Brady, and he's made the playoffs once. And now, in his eighth year without Tom Brady and with a very talented quarterback in Cam Newton, he's 2-4. I mean, to me, it is cut and dried.
Okay,
and
so
now
me,
we see Brady for the first time without Belichick, and he is rolling
okay,
in a new offense.
This. Okay, so this is my here's my other point. They started 5-2. They don't make the playoffs. You will believe that, and the Bucs don't make the playoffs. You will still believe that it's Tom Brady if they don't make the playoffs. So
I'm not answering a hypothetical.
Why not?
If it happens, I'll answer it.
Sports talk radio. Because
it's not going to happen.
That's what it's called. It's called.
Yeah,
I'm asking
talk.
You.
Facts.
I'm asking. I'm
I talk,
asking
I
you.
Deal in facts.
No, but
if
just,
they
but
don't
they haven't
if they,
made the playoffs yet.
If,
they haven't
if they
made,
don't make
and the
playoffs, Rob, then
it.
Ask me that question.
No,
but don't ask it to me now. I don't care about that.
My mind doesn't even go to that. No, no.
I believed from day one they were going to make the playoffs.
But if they
I
don't
still
make
think
it,
they're going to make the playoffs. I'm not thinking about them not
okay,
making it.
And
nobody else is except you.
No, because my point is you're already writing off the Patriots and putting the Bucs in the playoffs. What if the roles reverse in the second half?
They're not reversed.
The
deal
you
with
don't
the
know
facts.
That. You're just
deal
saying
with
that.
What it is
Those
right
are not
now.
Facts.
I'll give you
in
this.
The playoffs
I'll give
yet.
You this, Rob.
Come on, stop.
I'll
stop.
Give you this.
Stop.
I picked the Patriots
That's
to make
ridiculous.
The playoffs.
That's
I'll give you this. I picked the Patriots to
you
make the playoffs.
You saying that is not fact. That's just your opinion.
No, what's a fact is that the Buccaneers are 5-2 and the Patriots are 2-4. That's what's fact. I ain't saying anything else wasn't. But what I'm saying is this. I picked the Patriots to make the playoffs. And I'm not writing them off as far as having a shot still. But if they make the playoffs, that's not – I said it
Alex,
the last time we debated it. Brady is the main reason. Belichick certainly gets credit, but Brady's the main reason. If the Tampa Bay doesn't make the playoffs, that's not going to change the fact that Belichick is still 1-6 in years he doesn't have Brady as far as making the playoffs. It's not. And even if he makes it this year, he'll be 2-6. That's not a good mark. So that's the deal. Let's see what you guys think. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. You heard me. You heard Rob. What do you think? Is Tom Brady, and if you want to throw in what the heck is going on up in Boston, is all of this proving what I've been saying all along, that Tom Brady was the straw that stirred the drink up in New England for all these years? Your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And we threw it out. I think Tom Brady, and again, what is happening up in Boston is showing what I've believed all along, that Tom Brady was the key. Not that the others don't deserve credit, but Tom Brady over Belichick was the key to the Patriots dynasty. What say you? Rob disagrees. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's start with Eric in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, what's up, Chris? What's up, Rob? How are you guys? Hope all is well. First time calling.
Great, man. How you doing?
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm doing all right. I totally agree with Chris on the situation. I don't think New England's doing that great. I don't think they have all their parts together. I don't think they make the playoffs this year as well. But I think Tom Brady has. I think even if he doesn't, he's bringing all the mechanics that he needs. Now he's getting Antonio Brown coming up. They're going to be a beast to be reckoned with, and I definitely think they're going to be a playoff contender.
All right. There you go.
That was convincing. Brown. That was so convincing. Thanks, Eric. Big Mike in Cincinnati. You're on the Odd
you
Couple
were right,
Fox
Eric.
Sports Radio.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Great, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I would have to say, I know y'all don't like, doing a 50-50 thing on here.
Don't even
you
go there,
well
Big Mike.
You might as well hang up if you're going 50-50.
You know what?
At least you got to go 51-49.
Hey, Big Come Mike, on. You could call up and hang up. You could hang up and call WLW if you want to do that.
At least 51-49, man. Come on, what's your answer?
I would probably say I would give Belichick a little bit more of the credit. Because, I mean, like Rob was saying earlier, when it came to, what was that, the 2018 Rams, the fifth greatest scoring offense in the history of NFL. I mean, I definitely believe, that definitely holds some weight to it. And then you also have to think about, the interception that Malcolm Butler got on Tom Brady, or not on Tom Brady, but on Russell Wilson.
That was
Mike,
a defensive
let me,
play.
Let me ask you this,
that
Mike.
Was a defensive play, right?
Mike, let me ask you this. Why in the 7 years Belichick's coached without Brady did he only make the playoffs once?
Chris, that
and
Browns team was bad.
I'm asking Mike this. He had Vinny Testaverde, Bernie Kosar, Drew Bledsoe as his quarterbacks.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Wise only made the playoffs one time in the 7 years he's coached without Brady. And he had Drew Bledsoe, a very good quarterback, and Vinny Testaverde and Bernie Kosar in Cleveland.
I mean, I understand that, but you also have to think, we're talking about, most recent history. You would have to say that, Bill Belichick, he put his players in the best position possible.
They looked like it yesterday. They were in great position yesterday.
Oh, Chris, you're being a prisoner because of yesterday. Big Mike, thank you, my man. We love that you picked the side and you picked the right side. Marcus in Kansas City, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marcus?
What up, what up, what up? What's going on? Y'all know Tom Brady.
You must have a heck of an answer.
Y'all know Tom Brady is a straw, But the only thing about it is, they need to stop cheating for Tom, the referees, because goats don't need no help. Goats don't need no help. We don't need no lawnmower. They can cut grass by themselves, and goat don't need no help.
So you saying they cheating for him in Tampa?
We will see, but some games, how we are in America. We're so hype over our goats that we got all kind of fans. So Tom play his game this year and play it on out and be Tom, and then we'll see how everything folds out. But a quarterback is going to make a coach, most definitely. Everybody players knows that.
I always thought it was always defense when you talk about winning championships. That's what I've always heard. It's about defense. That's how you got some quarterbacks who aren't that great who all won championships.
Not,
they
none
had
of them won
defenses.
Six. None of them won
You're
six.
You're right. They didn't have that kind of defense for 6 years. Six times.
What was he, three-time
right.
Super Bowl MVP?
Or the greatest kicker three-time ever Super who bailed Bowl out because Tom Brady
oh,
couldn't
so
lead you.
Oh, so the kicker let him. That's a first.
Because Tom
the
Brady couldn't get a
him.
Touchdown.
The kicker
so
let him.
So all he could do was
he
move the ball.
He led the game winning
40,
drives.
40
it
yards.
It counts, Rob.
Anybody can move
the
ball 40
game,
yards.
Take it out of the game.
If Brady had to
anybody
score a touchdown, I bet you could do it.
Stop it. Stop. Couldn't do it. It's just foolishness. All right. WEEI Boston radio host Christian Fourier, who won two Super Bowls.
He's
with
another
Tom Brady
fanboy because
he
won with
them. He has a bone to pick with our man, Rob Parker. No surprise there. He'll join us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest, Rob Guerra, our producer, calls up our next guest and ask him if he wants to come on the show today. And here's what he says. As long as Rob Parker apologizes for jumping ugly on Brady after one game and admits he was wrong. Folks, here's Christian Fournier to set Rob Parker straight. What's up, man? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you what. It's good to be the king. I'm just going to put my feet up here. Hold on. Let me take a drink of this little glass right here. Go ahead, Rob. You're up, buddy.
I was going to say, I'm going to let Rob go ahead. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, you know what? You'll be hanging on for a long time because it ain't happening. It ain't happening. So, you know, you guys, you go ahead, celebrate.
You're so stubborn.
Celebrate.
You're so stubborn.
That Brady, the three teams that have a record over 500, they're 1-2, and all the other wins have come against the Denvers and the also Rams and
the dregs
of the league. I
the
said
Green
they were
Bays.
1-2 against. That's the only game, and Aaron Rodgers and them bounced right back. It was a bad day at the office. Other than that, and Tom Brady had 166 yards in that win over Green Bay. He really showed me that
menu,
he was
Rob,
that guy against the Green Bay defense. So you guys go ahead and rub yourselves and Christian and feel good about it for right now. You need a cigarette and some baby oil. Do your thing, baby.
Oh, yeah. Let's
do
go.
It.
Let's get funky up in here. Let's go. Let's do it. I'm down for that. Listen, I respect you, Rob, because you're willing to die on that hill. Alone, with no friends, no, nothing else but just yourself. I appreciate that. But here's the thing. What was funny is, like, I was just laughing to myself on Sunday. Boy, how things have changed. You know, sure enough, here you go. The Tampa Bay Bucks go out there. They lay an egg against New Orleans. The Patriots, they go out there. And it looks like, wow, it looks like they found the replacement for the next 3 years at quarterback. And what, 7-8 weeks later, the tide has completely changed. Tom looks better than ever, and the Patriots are holding on by a thread for their dear lives, not knowing which direction to go, not knowing how they're going to dig themselves out of this hole. And there go the Bucks doing exactly what I told you they were going to do. Win the NFC, win the Super Bowl, Brady would be the MVP, he would be the comeback player of the year, he would be the man of the year.
Hey, can we stop you? Christian, I want to stop you right here, okay? You just said all that. I want to put your money where your mouth is right now on the line. I want to bet you said that they're going to win the Bucks will win the NFC. Let's bet a pair of Jordans, $200 or less.
A pair of Jordans?
Hold on. A pair of Jordans. Then I'll bet you on, you said Brady's going to be
That's
the MVP.
That's go-to bet.
I'll bet you 200 wings, wherever you want them, from Wingstop, Buffalo Wild Wings, Hooters. So that's our bet. Tom Brady has to win the MVP,
hold on.
And the Bucks win the NFC.
I would like to add to this bet.
Yes, let's do it.
If who is your team?
I don't have a team, but I picked
New Orleans.
I picked New Orleans to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC.
All right, good. Good. Because if we got to have – it can't just be all Foyer. It can't just be all
Why
me.
Why not? You're telling me
you
that this is going to happen.
I'm down with the NFC.
Wait a minute. Let's do this, Christian. Let's do this. I'll bet you two pair of Jordans.
No, we'll go with one pair of Jordans. We'll go with one pair of Jordans.
Okay.
So what's the bet? Which team goes further? Or what?
No.
I said, listen, let's keep it clean. Let's keep it clean because I don't want to put Rob out too much, and I know he's struggling right now. So I'm going to do him a favor because I love him. Okay. If the Tampa Bay Bucks do not win the NFC and go to the Super Bowl, I'll get you a pair of Jordans.
Bet. Mm. Deal.
All right, Christian. Chris, you want a piece of that too, bet?
Chris, you want a piece?
No, I'm chilling.
But I would like to add this. I would like to add this. I want a picture of you in a Brady jersey, a Tampa Bay Bucks jersey, kissing a cardboard cutout of Rob Gronkowski. That is what I
want. Wow.
I'm throwing
that
in.
Wow. That's a challenge. Are you up to it, Rob?
That's hard, man. I'll buy you the Jordans. That's hard.
We can't all be comfortable. It can't be that easy.
Take it, Rob. Come on. Put your money where your mouth is.
I don't have a problem. It's just hard
Literally.
For me to put on a Brady jersey. I know other guys like to do that. It's hard for me to do it. But I'll come up with something that's fair.
No. There is no coming up with something. what happened to the tough guy, Rob? Where did he go? Hey, Chris,
I just bet you $200
sneakers. Christian, he will renege. He was supposed to be in Mexico.
No, I won't.
He's supposed to be living in Mexico, last thing I knew. He never moved to Mexico.
I think I'm moving to Mexico.
I told you.
Right.
I went to Cancun for the weekend. I had to come back.
All right, look, Christian, let me ask you this. Because seriously, Brady, you said the words, looking better than ever. I'm not going to go that far, but I got to say this. Obviously, the year he had Randy Moss in 07, he lit the world on fire. His numbers in terms of passer rating, completion percentage to his receivers, yards per attempt, all of that is better this year than it was in 07. His ball placement on Gronk, Scottie Miller, Tyler Johnson yesterday, we're crazy on those touchdown passes. What is going on with this dude, and why is he throwing it so well?
So it's a little overreaction. It's the best ever.
But okay, thank you.
Age, if you consider his age, what he's up against, the circumstances, the little bit of practice time, it really is unbelievably impressive. And the scary part is they haven't even touched the surface of what they're capable of yet. The one thing I'll say about Brady, forget about he can't run, he's not mobile. He's so accurate. And he's so smart, and if he trusts you, he gives you an opportunity to make a play. So all these guys, little Scottie Miller, guy's going to be a household name by the time the season is over. It's like Julian Edelman, Wes Walker, and throwing Scottie Miller. I mean, that's how good he is. And guys have talent, he gives you an opportunity to prove it. So ultimately, that's the most important thing. And when it comes to being a quarterback, he's just so damn accurate.
When this is all said and done, if this team has any chance of making it big and doing it, it's going to be from the defensive end. That's a really good defensive team, and we've seen that. They'll be the reason why they move on. I don't think they're going to get to the Super Bowl, and I feel very comfortable with the bet. And I don't think he's going to be MVP. I wish you would take a double bet on that because I don't believe that's going to happen as well. But what do you make of the Bucks defense?
Well, I think you're spot on this one. It's so funny how, when you look at last year's team, that defense was good last year under Todd Bowles. But Jameis Winston put them in so many difficult positions that they could never really show it. They were dominant. That they were every time Winston went out there, he would throw a pick six or he would throw a pick, and they'd have to constantly trying to make up for it, be that human eraser. But you're right. If they win it, it's going to be because the defense makes a play. I mean, you say what you want about Aaron Rodgers. He had a bad day. I think the Tampa Bay Bucks defense had a little something to do with that. So let's give them a little bit of credit. But I don't know many teams that can just go out there and just, one side of the ball. It's rare when you have like a Baltimore Ravens or a Denver Broncos, something like that where the offense is just inept and incapable of getting points and they rely on multiple opportunities from the defense. That's not the Bucks. The Bucks should be able to put up multiple points because they should have multiple opportunities because the defense is doing their job. But I agree with you. That's going to be the ultimate key when it's all said and done.
Christian, I got two. We got 2 minutes left for your answer, about a minute and a half, and it's two questions. One, what do you think about the Antonio Brown signing? Could he be a problem? Or how do you think it plays out? And two, what is the answer in New England? I mean, are they just done? Is Cam just, I mean, he had a few good games in him and that's it? So those are the two questions.
Okay, I'll go with Cam first since you ended with that. There is no answer. Nobody's going to, there's nobody there to help him. It is what it is. He's not very good. You can blame it on the weapons. I saw so many passes in the last two games where he just flat out throws the ball in the dirt. We had him on today on our morning show. He said he's thinking too much. I agree with him. Nothing's registering. So it's going to be a long, it's going to be a large, long, hard haul for him to get back into it. What was the other one? Oh, Antonio Brown.
Antonio, yeah.
What was curious to me was that Bruce Arians obviously said no, then he walked it back. Is that to me, Tom Brady has got a little LeBron James in him.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Hey, I want my guy. You know, he mentored this guy. He has a really, you know, unique, I don't know, attachment to him. You know, he's vested in his well-being, where Tony Robbins is getting involved. I mean, are you kidding me? Like, Tony Robbins is, like, now your life coach? I mean, that's pretty nuts. So, will it work out? Man, if it does,
because they got a ton of weapons. You know, do dudes get, I mean, like, you want to win, of course, but you want to get your targets, too. I mean, because, you know, they almost have an embarrassment of riches now.
Yeah, I know, but I tell you what, the thing that stands out is Brady is vouching for this guy. Now he's responsible for him. So are you comfortable putting your head down on your pillow, going to bed, not knowing where Antonio Brown is, not knowing what he texted or tweeted? I don't know. Like, that's a tough pill for me to swallow, but he's all in. Brady's all in, and he's taking Antonio with him.
All right, that's our right, man, Christian man. Fourier. So you guys got the bet. Jordan
Sile
kisses Rob Gronkowski.
Let's go, Bucks.
In a Brady jersey.
Can't wait. Oh, man.
I'm going to give Rob some city wings.
Wow. Christian, thank you, brother. We appreciate
the time.
All right,
boys, see ya.
All right, Clayton Kershaw is one step closer to shutting down the choker narrative for good. We'll get into that next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, you were in Texas for the last three games of the World Series.
Wow.
And you got to see Clayton Kershaw help himself and the Dodgers in a big way last night. Goes 5 2/3 innings, 6 strikeouts to become the all-time postseason leader ahead of Justin Verlander, and give up 2 earned runs. He's made 5 appearances this postseason, Rob. He's 4-1, 2.93 ERA. And I want to ask you this. Now, he's 2-0 in this World Series. Has Clayton Kershaw erased, eclipsed, overwhelmed the demons that had sullied his postseason career?
They still have to win, Chris. But, yes, he's done all that he can do. He's 4-1 this postseason. His ERA is under 3, like 2.93, which is very good.
Right.
They're in position. He can only do what they asked him to do. He did one game one, and he won the biggest game, game 5, after the debacle of losing game 4, right? Like,
yeah,
you could have felt
huge.
Like that was huge. If he came out and stunk up the joint and gave up 6 earned runs and the Dodgers lost, I mean, he would be tarred and feathered, right?
Yep.
That the ace didn't come through. So we got to give him credit in a spot like that, Chris. That was huge for the Dodgers, and he pitched relatively well. And you remember the inning, the fourth inning, where he basically got out of it. You remember first and third and nobody out.
Yep.
Infield pop-up, strikeout, and then he was alert enough to throw the guy who's trying to steal home on him, you know? So Tampa Bay had first and third, nobody out, a chance to tie the game at that point. It was 3-2 Dodgers. That thing could have gone sideways.
Rob. Kershaw fans, Dodgers fans, they had to be thinking the worst.
At that point, I totally agree. He had given up two runs the inning before, and now first and third, nobody out.
You had to be thinking. I know what happened. And when I look at it afterwards, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, he's in trouble. Like, get him out of there. But you're right. He came through. I'm going to say this, Rob. And look, here's what I think he's done. I would love to see him. It won't happen, obviously. If there was a game seven, he wouldn't start it. But I'd love to see him close it out in just spectacular fashion in a game seven. But I'm going to say this.
No, that would give I think that would definitely give it an oomph. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right. Because he's been good. He hasn't been awesome, right? He's been good, though. He's been good. I'm going to say this. I think he's now like Peyton Manning. Where Peyton Manning was never, he won two Super Bowls. We know he wasn't great in the postseason. His first Super Bowl, he threw one TD, one pick, 247 yards. Pretty good, but they won. And now, though, because of that second Super Bowl, when you think of Peyton Manning, you don't think first of, yeah, he was great, but, you know, in the playoffs, he really didn't get it done that much. You just think great quarterback, two Super Bowls. You know, later on, later in the story, you talk about, you know, he struggled a bit in the postseason, but that's later. I think it's the same with Kershaw. Now, when you think of him, if they win this, you'll think greatest pitcher of his generation, won a World Series, and you won't think of the postseason problems he had. Later in the story, yeah, it's several paragraphs down, but it's not the big thing anymore.
It won't be the lead, right? It won't be the lead that the greatest pitcher of his generation could never win a playoff series.
Right,
a World Series, right.
Right. So, all right, keep it locked, Odd Couple.